Exclusive: White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham disgusted by anti-Semitism from New York Times editor. By Matthew Boyle on August 22, 2019. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham told Breitbart News she is disgusted by the racism and anti-Semitism displayed by New York Times politics editor Tom Wright Birsanti, as revealed in a Breitbart News expose published on Thursday morning. "I am disgusted but not surprised by this latest revelation out of the New York Times," Grisham said in a statement provided exclusively to Breitbart News. "Will there be consequences? Doubtful. The New York Times is too busy weaponizing journalism to harass this president and the people who work for him to bother holding their own people accountable." Grisham's comments come in response to a Breitbart News expose that found Wright Birsanti, an editor on the politics desk at the Times, made a number of racist and anti-Semitic comments on Twitter over the years. In response to the Breitbart News investigation, Wright Birsanti deleted several of the tweets and issued an apology for his offensive comments. "Many say the apology is meaningless and something the Times would never accept from any public official guilty of the same actions its politics editor has admitted. Even so, the Times has not, through official newspaper spokeswomen Danielle Rhodes-Ha or Eileen Murphy, commented on the matter and has not answered detailed questions from Breitbart News in response to the comments from Wright Birsanti. They continue to refuse to answer whether the newspaper will still employ Wright Birsanti after he made admittedly anti-Semitic and racist comments, and whether the newspaper will undertake a review of its hiring practices, current newspaper staff, and editorial processes in the wake of this and other recent scandals." The matter has quickly captured national attention and has surged on Twitter to the top trending news item on Thursday morning. Several Trump allies, including several top GOP officials in Congress, have called on the Times to take action to solve the anti-Semitism crisis in its newsroom. Interestingly, this expose comes just as the Times falsely accused President Donald Trump of anti-Semitism in an editorial on Wednesday evening and as the Times executive editor Dean Baquet says the newspaper is planning to ramp up accusations of racism against the president in the coming years because the newspaper's efforts on the Russia scandal hoax failed in the wake of special counsel Robert Mueller's underwhelming report and testimony.